This is Friday Form, brought to you by the Racing League, the world's first horse racing league where you own the horses. Go to trl.net.
Great to have Dean Lester with us anytime, anywhere on RSN 927, but we love him on a Friday morning as part of the Friday Form. He is the world's greatest form analyst. And Dino, you're looking sharp today. Welcome.
Morning, Daniel. Good to be here.
You've got beautiful sunlight coming through the window too, wherever you are. This is a very positive start to the day, Dino.
Yeah, well, I had to embrace it. It's going to be a wonderful day. I've heard Whitey saying I've got to put the washing out, and looking forward to it being a great drying day.
No, Whitey said you've got to get somebody else to put the washing out.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's a good drying day.
You could get through two or three cycles today. If you get out early, you could have... you could even have two done by lunchtime.
How long does a... people advice still, Whitey. How long does a cycle take in a washing machine?
Well, it depends what cycle you put it on. You can go the fast cycle if you're in a bit of a rush, or you go the longer...
You have no idea.
50 minutes?
My press play button takes 58
minutes.
I've
got the washing machine dryer all in one, so...
That's efficient. That's efficient.
Jeez.
Great horse too, efficient, just by the way.
I'm just wondering whether Dino has had Cindy over to his house to cut his hair.
No, his looks good.
Well, I think there's been some jockey orders or whatever. What do you get when the trainer gives the orders to the jockey? Riding instructions. Maybe you didn't get quite the right riding instructions. Well, that's what happened with Cindy, and maybe it happened with Dino.
Well, I reckon look good, Dino. I don't know what he's on about, your man. He looks sharp to me.
Thanks, Daniel.
Doesn't seem overly impressed with you, Whitey. Let's get to Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab, who joins us on the Friday Form, and for the first time ever. Now, I just wonder if he's felt, after our Greyhound early mail yesterday, that he needs to be more intimately involved in this Friday Form segment. He's found the Zoom button on his computer, and he's beaming in on the video link this morning. Good morning, Quinny.
Good morning, all. After your producer, Joey, is given the award as the best producer for the best breakfast show in 2020, that will only be his second best achievement through the year, because getting me up and running on both the Zoom app and the app that I can dial in to do the segment from is just a huge achievement. And Dino might have to tip at least four double-figure winners tomorrow to match the performance of Joey here.
Well, the problem is he probably will. I mean, this is the sort of stuff he's capable of. So don't put it past him. You've just given him a task. That's what you've done, Quinny, which is smart playing the end too. Well done. But great to have you on the vision for us. Now, our listeners can't see that, but it's nice to see your face when we're doing this Friday Form. And we've got a great day tomorrow. And Dino, before we get to it, at Turnbull Stakes Day at Flemington, you've got your screensaver or your backdrop today as one of your all-time favourite horses. The quarterback, a great photo of the quarterback winning on this day. How many years ago?
4 years ago, Daniel, he won the Gilguy Stakes. That was his last win. He won the Newmarket earlier that year, and that was his last win for us, the quarterback. He's enjoying retirement at Max Allen's property, who had great success on him, including that photo you can see. So, the quarterback's living out a great life, deservedly so. As far as we're concerned, he was a wonderful horse to us.
Magnificent. What a horse he was. I like those colours too. Those colours always look good out there on race day. And we've got a great race day tomorrow, as I mentioned. Headquarters for Turnbull Stakes Day. For those first-time players on the Friday Form, welcome, just by the way. And what we do is go through the quaddy legs, give you a chance to narrow your focus a bit before really drilling down on Saturday morning on RSN 927 with the panel. But give you an early look on a Friday. We'll get you a formula bet as well. Dino's formula bet for one of our contestants, where you register at the website rsn.net.au. And a Rama Ruffy as well. A little bit of value out there. Dino's been able to pick the eyes out of plenty through the journey at some good numbers for the punter. So that's what we'll do for the next little while. Let's have a look at the first leg of the quaddie. It is the Bart Cummings, a very important race on the road to the Melbourne Cup. Dino, 2,510 metres, the time-honoured 2,510 at Flemington. Group 3, $500,000 up for grabs. And a lot of horses we know very well in this full field. There is a scratching, though. We've got two scratchings. Cariff. Number 7 and number 9, Paths of Glory, out of the field. But shared ambition for Chris Waller with Craig Williams in the saddle, who is just hot to trot at the moment. See, Williams, his favourite at tab.com.au, around about $4.80, Dino.
Yeah, and look, a legitimate winning chance too, Daniel. Shared ambition. I think he's got a great hope. But gee, when he won down in Melbourne last year, he only narrowly beat Credence. And Credence is massive odds here in comparison. He's won. He's only had the four runs for the Matt Kamani stable, Credence, and he's won three of four. And I just think he's going so well, and he might be going a lot better than he was when he met Shared Ambition last year. Probably Shared Ambition's going better as well, but they're the two for me mainly, but numbers 8 and 2. But there's terrific chances around this race because there's so much on the line. The likes of 12, Shabao, I thought he just raced a bit keenly last start. 5, Lord Belvedere is an absolute Flemington specialist, and the dry track suits him. 4, Steel Prince has come up with a terrible draw, but he's good enough to win the race if he gets a bit of luck early. And 13, De Beers, just a really reliable horse. The other, Waller representative, I think he can run a cheeky race. But I think at the odds, Credence will run really well, but obviously Shared Ambition, the danger, but will be going wide in that first leg of the quaddie.
All right, some good analysis there for that first race over the 25-10, the Bart Cummings. Lord Belvedere, 4 from 4 at Flemington, had a good win last start. I know the shark was all over him on that day. But Quinny, Credence doesn't look to me to be the favourite. How much is Credence paying, just by the way?
Yeah, safe to say that Dino's taken the challenge of finding the four winners at double-figure odds to knock off Joey, and starting here with a $17 tip, if you don't mind, for Credence. 17 the win, $4.80 the quote. Shared Ambition has been the best backed runner, at $6.50 into $4.80. Shabao, a $5.50 second leg. Steel Prince, $6.50. Then Lord Belvedere, also $6.50. Dino, what sort of quote do you think Credence should be?
Oh, look, he shouldn't be that inferior to Shared Ambition from their meeting last year. I would say he should be just around the $10 mark or so. He's got a beautiful draw, and you've got to remember that he's, you know, with a different trainer now, and they just seem to be getting a really good result out of him. And I think it's a lot to do with that they space his runs, and yeah, he should be $9-$10 chance at the most.
A little bit of meat on the bone then. Now, you've left out Persan. Now, Persan's in the Hall of Fame as a Ramaruffy who lobbed at Flemington when you tipped the horse at $15 one day. Has been in great form this campaign. 9 runs, third, first, second, first, 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 second, first, second. We know you can't fall in love with them. You've got to assess them each run. But what was the little knock or concern with Persan tomorrow?
Not really any knock, just a paucity of funds. We've got to cut a couple out, and he was one of them, and in good health, the other one. They're both going really well. They'd be, if you're going wider again, they'd be the next two in line. But we'll try and trim it a little bit. But this is the leg we've got to get over, because it looks a really tough race.
All right, so a good assessment of that and good insight there from Quinny too. This is what happens when he's got the video access. He jumps in, he gets involved.
He lifted.
Has he ever? Has he ever? He's got to the clock tower and really started riding hard. Love that stuff from Quinny. Now, Rama, you have one job on the Friday
form. Yes, correct.
And it is a very important job for the punters, writing down the numbers and going over them at the end of each race. Can you tell us, please, the selections for the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow, race number 6?
Yes, I can. 8, 2, 12, 5, 4, and 13.
All right. 6 in the first. 8, 2, 12, 5, 4, and 13. Let's get to race 7, which is the feature event on the card, the Tab Turnbull Stakes over the 2,000 metres. Group 1, $500,000 up for grabs, if you don't mind. Again, a full field in action, and a great field as well for a great race. And if we looked in the middle of the field, Dino, we see number 9 for Chris Waller again. Mark Zara in the saddle, a very elegant. And he's got the ride for the spring, I think, Mark Zara, hasn't he, for this horse? His favourite at tab.com.au at $4.40.
He's certainly got the ride for tomorrow and the Caulfield Cup. I think the Melbourne Cup's still up for grabs. But, look, she's a really good chance. She's probably going to be one of the most talked-about runners in the whole meeting tomorrow, because the fact is that she has won 9 of 13 on soft or heavy tracks, and she's won 1 of 9 on good tracks. So she's definitely better with the jar out of the track. She's incredibly well treated under this set weight and penalties for a mare that's got a rating of 115. She's the highest rated horse in the race. So she's weighted very nicely to win a race like this. She's a good chance. But I'm very keen on a horse called Superstorm. I think he's a tremendous talent, and he's got 9-0 next to his name, and that's not indicative of how he's going. The 1,100 was too short first up. He ran out of luck in the Rupert Clark Stakes. He's third up and he jumps from 1,400 to 2,000 metres. I read a lot of commentary this week that people are saying it's a big leap in distance. I can't believe that it was this day last year. We were all jumping over ourselves to back Surprise Baby, who was going from 1,600 up to 2,500. So it's it's not as even severe as that. So he's a Group 1 horse. He proved that in the Australian Guineas behind Alligator Blood. Then he ran second in the All-Star Mile. And because he hasn't won a feature, under the set weights and penalties, he's got 53.5 kilos here. He's just incredibly well-treated, and I think he's the one to beat. Master of Wines ticking over beautifully. First up run, inconclusive, but the second up run was terrific. He didn't have the dash of Russian Camelot late, but he still worked through the line really well. He's right on target for the Caulfield Cup. I'm putting Very Elegant in, but I think you've just got to be wary of how good she is on softer ground, but she's there with a chance. And I'll be giving little chances to a roughie in Harlem, who I think's going well. Two-time Australian Cup winner at this track and distance, and he's got 54.5, and I don't see Jamie Mott riding much under 56.5. So for him to be riding at 54.5, he must be a believer that he's going well. And Kings Will Dream, number two, who won the race last year. He's ticking over okay. He was in the interference when Gadding went amiss in the Maccabi Diva Stakes. He still worked to the line okay. He can certainly improve here. So terrific race, but I think Superstorm will run really well.
All right, Superstorm for Grant Alana Williams. Willie Pike in the saddle, the wizard from the West. Quinny, who I know you are officially in love with, is not favourite, about $7.50, isn't Superstorm?
Yeah, trimming up though, in from $8.50 since the barrier draw, and was specced early on in pre-post betting at longer odds as well. So good luck to those punters with Superstorm. Very Elegant, a drifting favourite here, 4.20 out to 4.40. And the second electors firm from $6.50 into $6. Surprise Baby. Dino, not in the quaddie tomorrow. Do you anticipate the horse will run well, but continue in a Melbourne Cup campaign and doesn't necessarily need to win tomorrow?
Well, he can win. Barrier one, he's probably going to be three back the fence. Craig Williams just got to get him, you know, wound up. He's a good chance. And again, if you're going wider, he'd be the next in line. But I think considering how this weight scale sets up, it's an unusual race with the set weights and penalties for different horses. And he's probably one that is not as quite as well treated as others. So no, I just think Superstorm, who is just a dynamic horse and hopefully up to 2,000 metres tomorrow. We've only seen him at 1,800 metres and he was very good. He might be able to beat a horse like Surprise Baby.
Now, the Turnbull Stakes, it's one of the form references for the spring and has been for many, many years. And this year could potentially dish up both Cups winners and the Cox Plate winner. Is there a runner running tomorrow that you're looking forward to seeing them go on to one of the target races, and tomorrow might be a good stepping stone?
Yeah, I think the Caulfield Cup picture will be a bit clearer. I think Master of Wine just needs to run reasonably well tomorrow, and he's very well suited in a race like the Caulfield Cup. And I think there's a good... he's quite big odds for the Caulfield Cup in Dallasan. He's probably not as well suited under the weights tomorrow, but if he runs a reasonable race under this weight scale and then drops to 52.5 on Caulfield Cup day, he's having a very similar preparation to his stablemate, Southern Speed, that won the Caulfield Cup in 2011. So wouldn't be surprised if, long as he runs well, he'll be a cheeky chance come Caulfield Cup day.
It's currently $34 and $9.25 the place for the Caulfield Cup.
Right, I'm not sure if Django Freeman's in the Caulfield Cup, but I keep hearing Rob Hickmott talking about this horse, don't I? Second up, dropped a couple of kilos after a length, second to the chosen one at his headquarters last time out. What are you expecting from Django Freeman this campaign?
I think they've got him maybe on a Cox Plate path. I'm not sure. But look, he's got to step up tomorrow. They've laid the foundation. He's had three runs in Australia. They've all been really encouraging. Now he steps up a cog. He goes down a bit in weight. He's the lowest rated horse in the race with a 98 handicapper's rating. So for him to run well tomorrow would be a good achievement. If he won, it'd be off the charts, really. But I'll just interested to see where he fits in at the higher grade now that he's at, you know, closer to peak fitness.
Yep, interesting stuff. All right, Rammer, what are the numbers, please, for the TAB Turnbull Stakes, the feature event tomorrow at headquarters?
14, 6, 9, 11, and 2.
14, 6, 9, 11, 2 are your numbers for the Tab Turnbull Stakes. Let's get to the Rose of Kingston Stakes, race number 8, the third leg of the quaddie from the Mares, a Group 2 affair, 300,000 metres up for grabs over the $300,000, in fact, for the 1,400 metres. And we've got a really good field going around again. It's a great day of racing tomorrow. Perfect Jewel, those colours again, Dino, for Grant and Alana Williams with Willie Pike in the saddle, is favourite over the 1,400 tomorrow for the Rose of Kingston Stakes. Again, around about $4.40 at the Tab.
Yeah, and a really good chance too, Daniel. She ran well last week in the Stock Stakes, beaten by Mystic Journey, and they beat the rest out of sight. She's back in distance, but as I said, with Grant and Alana Williams trained horses, I'm not too worried about that. They chop and change their distances very successfully with horses. But I'm very keen on Madame Rouge here. She ran very well without luck first up in the Cockram Stakes, which was won by Perfect Jewel. She went to the Group 1 Rupert Clark Stakes. She drew the outside gate, had to go right back to last. She ran through the line beautifully. And I just think third up, all she needed was a decent gate, and she was going to be the one to beat in this race. I've thought it since she ran in the Rupert Clark Stakes. She's come up with a pretty good draw. She's got good chances all around her, and I think she'll run really well. The danger is Perfect Jewel. I think she's a terrific mare in this grade. She'll run very well. And the other two I'll be putting in, a Pretty Brazen, who's in great form, and the dry tracks really suit her. And Ruby Saki went poorly first up, but she's better than that. She's since had a tick over jump out at Echuca. Patrick Payne actually rode her in the jump out, right, and she went very nicely. And I think she's ready to go. It was, you know, not knocked about. I think she ran fourth, but she looked very comfortable in the gallop, and she'll improve here. But I think there's the market's got it. There's a real divide between four horses and the rest, and I'm very much in that train of thought as well.
And Ruby Saki, 3 from 3 at the track and distance, 2 for Paddy Payne. Quinny, Madame Rouge, it was 2 lengths off Behemoth in the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes at Group 1 level. Surely we're not getting anything over each way odds here for Madame Rouge, Dino's number one selection.
Currently a $6 chance. I dare say that will be popular in the next minute or two on the back of that push from Dino. Perfect Jewel, a 4.40 favourite. Ruby Saki has been clearly the best backed runner at this stage, $6.50 into $5. And the way the money is trending, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ruby Saki even start favourite. Pretty Brazen, a $6 chance. Dino, I was hoping you might have given a little push for number 10, Fabric, who won well last start. And I thought could run a cheeky race at double figure odds again, but not in the top half a dozen, which is a bit of a concern.
Well, if you like her, it is a bit of a concern, I suppose. But and I'm hoping I'm wrong for a few reasons, because our good mate Warren Huntley's got an interest in Fabric. I thought that, her win last start was good, and I think Warren was one of the first to admit she could have run anywhere between first and eighth, but it was the ride that she just got through at the right time. She's got barrier one, which is certainly going to give her a chance to have a cheap run. But, this is another step up again. It'll be interesting to see how she measures up to the Group 2 company tomorrow.
All right, that's the numbers. No Fabric. Good luck to you, Woz. By the way, good luck to you tomorrow. I hope it goes well for you and the team, although it doesn't look like it's going to have a great day. Let's get those numbers, Rama, for the third leg of the quaddie, the Rose of Kingston Stakes.
5, 6, 3, and 2.
5, 6, 3, and 2. Dino, I reckon this is the race we should set all my life for next year.
Well, yeah, she's just got to build her profile just a tad. I'd say six to seven wins in the next 12 months, and she's there.
I can't see that being a problem. It'll start on Monday at Echuca, I think. We'll talk more about that during the break, perhaps. Let's get to that break. 26 past 7 on a Friday morning with 3 legs down for the big day of racing tomorrow at Flemington for Turnbull Stakes Day, Tab Turnbull Stakes Day. 1 leg to go in the quaddie. We've got the Ramaruffi just around the corner on the formula bet as well. It's all still to come with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn on the Friday form. What a song. What a song. On the Friday form, this is real Dean Lester wheelhouse sort of stuff. This is, can't believe this has fallen on a Friday. Magnificent stuff. It is the 2nd of October today. Just by the way, it's World Smile Day today, so make sure you're smiling whatever you're doing today and celebrate with the world. And if you hear that song, I think we're alone now. from Tiffany. I reckon you'll be smiling because it'll take you back to a place of joy back in the old days. Tiffany Darwish was born in Norwalk, California on this day a couple of years ago. Dino, I'm throwing this straight to you because you would have loved Tiffany back in the day, I reckon.
Oh, Tiffany was big doing those shopping centre appearances. She was massive. Doncaster Shopping Town, High Point, Chadston. That was her wheelhouse. She never quite got to Rod Laver.
That's exactly
She might be 50 today.
50 for Tiffany today. Quinny, how old is Tiffany? You would never know who Tiffany was.
I've got absolutely no idea, but I love being part of this Zoom call because Dino's so methodical talking about the horse tips, but then the music comes on and his face lights up like a Christmas tree. I'll go the overs. I'll go 52.
52 for Quinny, for Tiffany, a music superstar. Whitey, how old's Tiffany?
No, I think she's a bit younger than that. I think we're talking sort of late 30s. I'm going to go 38.
38 for Tiffany. Rama, last man standing.
I reckon she's around my brother's age, in the 80s, so I'm going to say 47.
So Dino said 50. You said 47. What did you say, Quinny?
52.
The correct answer is Tiffany today is 49. Dino's the winner.
Oh,
Dino is the winner. Yes. Well done. Another winner for Dean Lester, the world's greatest form medalist. You can pick it from everywhere.
I'm hitting form for the weekend. That's exciting.
I've obviously pegged her as a different Tiffany.
Who are you thinking of?
You've got it wrong. Maybe. You've got it confused with who knows.
The Tiffany out of poison, Dino.
Out of poison?
Bardo.
I was going to say poison. Yeah. Poison didn't have a Tiffany in them.
No.
I had long hair, but there was no Tiffany's.
Brett Michael's not a Tiffany.
Brett Michael's.
It's actually sad you're referencing Bardo.
That is.
Oh, what a great series that was.
Friday Madness.
You stream that on 7 Plus? Do you?
That was the emergence of Sophie Monk from a Dreamworld sort of ruckle to a what's her name? To a song person.
To a song person. That's a fantastic label, isn't it? Yeah. What do you do? I'm a song person. Fantastic stuff. Well, we need tip peoples to get us right the quaddy tomorrow. We're three legs in. We've got one to go. Let's have a look at what that is. The Superimposed Stakes. What a horse. Super was. I met him one day. Beautiful horse, yours. 1,800 metre, or is... Was he still with the Super or not?
Don't think so, Dan.
Don't think so. Not sure. 1,800 metres anyway, this race. We've got another full field going around, which is good fun. And DT O'Brien has the favourite here, Quinny and Dino. D Oliver in the saddle. A first start winner 27 days ago at Geelong. Young Werther at $4, Dino.
Yeah, and he's an exciting horse, I think, Daniel. He's one from one. The win at Geelong was outstanding. Love the way he hit the line. There's been a lot of spruik on a few horses for the Derby. He might just fit into that sort of mould. I really like him. I think he'll be very hard to beat. From Luna Fox, number one, who ran well last week in the Stutz Stakes. Now, that's significantly better form than this race. That's Glenn Fittick, and who's going to the Corfield Guineas. And I thought he ran well the start before. He had a big weight, and he ran well. He's in good form. 3 Elcyon, he's on a Derby path. He was out-sprinted in the Stutz Stakes. He didn't have the class for that sort of race, but this is a much better race for him. And Flemington will suit him a lot better. And a horse called the Brumby, whose run at Sandown was enormous. And then last start, again, he just got back. He's going to need a lot of luck from a wide draw, but I believe in his talent. But I think Young Werther's going to be pretty hard to beat in the last.
All right, Quinny, what's the market say?
Has been $4.40 into $4, and about 60% of the early money has been for the favourite, so hopefully can land some bets in the last. Elcyon, an $8 second elect. Dino, you've left out Wise Counsel, who won well last start on the third line of betting at $8.50. Is there a little niggle here, or just a case that you can't put them all in?
No, I'm wiping that form completely. Wise Counsel, Celestial Soul, there's a few come through that race. It was a slowly run race. It was a pretty slow finish. I don't like that form at all.
That's a real good slap, that is. Well done. I like that. Real strong feedback. This is real Ken Hinckley sort of stuff from Dino. Ken Hinckley sort of stuff, which is winning form, as we know. Rammer, what are the numbers, please, for the last leg?
14, 1, 3, and 9.
In fact, let's start from the top if you can. There's someone that's just jumped in the car and just texted me. Can you give me the numbers again? I hate this. Can you give us the numbers again?
Race 6, 8, 2, 12, 5, 4, and 13. Race 7, 14, 6, 9, 11, and 2. Race 8, 5, 6, 3, and 2. And then finally, race 9, 14, 1, 3, and 9.
All right, they're the numbers for the quaddie tomorrow on a Friday. Of course, a bit of refinement required sometimes, so Saturday morning listening is a must on RSN 927. Don't forget the spring ticket available on the digital channel on the app. Download the app today. You'll have a great coverage of all the action in racing over the next couple of days. Let's get to the formula bet. Do you know who you're playing for today, please?
We're playing for Daniel Cole of Craigieburn. Daniel, and for Daniel Cole, we are having $40 the win, race 2, number 8, September Run, $40 the win, race 8, number 5, Madame Rouge, and $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 2, number 8, into race 8, number 5, for Daniel Cole of Craigieburn.
All right, good luck to you, Daniel. What's that come to, Quinny?
$18.60 the all-up, so hopefully he can get the job done, $3.10 by $6.
2.8 into 8.5, 18.10 times 1.02. Although one of our Facebook listeners, Facebook contributors told us, sent us a screenshot of a five-timeser, Quinny, during the week.
Was that Cryptic Jewel?
Yeah, it was.
I received the same message, so he's up and about and well done to him.
Did it win?
No, it didn't kill it, no.
No, it didn't win. Oh, it was not much point celebrating.
He's up and about that he got the time 5.
It's a moral victory.
I got the time 0 victory. On that. No, I remember. It didn't win.
But it does exist. That's the beauty. It's not a unicorn. It does actually exist. All right, so that's the formula bet. What about the time-honoured Ramo Ruffy, Dino? What can you help us with this week?
Well, could have made it a couple. Obviously, Credence is big odds in race 6, but I really wanted to mention this horse in race 5, so I made it the Ramaruffy. Race 5, number 11, Miss Guggenheim. I think she's a really smart filly. I think she's a great each-way bet tomorrow. I loved her win at Geelong, and I think destined for better things. Well, she wins tomorrow. Group 2 is pretty strong. So race 5, number 11, Miss Guggenheim.
All right, what's that at the market, at the tab at the moment, Quinny?
Currently an $8 chance on the third line of betting. What sort of quote do you think should this horse be, Dino?
About $5.
Oh, that's good value. Good value. $8 currently. Get involved. $8 at the tab. The race 5, number 11, Miss Guggenheim.
You know, that means half. We've got two more races. Race 2's now sorted out. Race 5 is now sorted out.
Yeah, and then 6, 7, 8, 9 for the quaddie. So we've already booked most of the card tomorrow. It's what we do in the Friday form. We do it with the world's greatest form analyst, Dean Liston. We appreciate his company every single Friday. Dino, great to have you with us. Thank you.
My pleasure, Daniel.
Now, we just received a text message, Daniel. We were talking before about Tiffany. What about Tiffany Amber Thiessen? Dean Liston would be all over Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Now, she was in 90210.
Correct. She was Valerie in 90210, and she was Valerie. She's dropped the Amber, which I think is an interesting move. She's just Tiffany Thiessen now, and Tiffany's with an I, not a Y. So she's really mixing it up.
Hasn't really made her career go any better, I don't know. I only found this out today.
No, look, it hasn't elevated her to stardom just yet, Dino, but it's just around the corner, she thinks. So she's still going to get involved.
I think she retired from acting. She's become she's got a couple of kids, and I think she's just sort of gone off the radar a little bit.
That's a great insight into Tiffany's
world. She played that sort of evil sort of character. You can't come back from that.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. It's like Victor Kiriakis. Like, it was never the same for his career after Days of Our Lives.
That's right.
She always had a chip on her shoulder, Tiffany. Why is that chip on her shoulder?
SMS before that you go, Dino. Superimpose only just left us, says Hamish off the SMS. March in 2007.
Yes. Yeah, we're still grieving, though. It's a great loss.
I'm still grieving. Yes. Clearly. I won't let it go. Thank you, Dino. We'll see you across the weekend.
Indeed. Thanks, Daniel.
Good stuff. Dan Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. Quinny, off the SMS here. Didn't Quinny tip the punters into Mystic Journey last week? His tips are just as good as his hair, says Dom in Sandringham. What do you got for us this week?
I'm going to be with Santa and Elaine each way tomorrow. I think he's going to be more forward than when he was second in this race last year, and he can take out the Gilguy Stakes. That's race four, number six. And if you want a little bank builder or a little leg for the multi-bet, the first starter in Sydney should be winning race two tomorrow, named Enthar, race two, number four. Pretty short, but might be a nice little dart to hit the board to get the confidence up and about.
We like darts hitting boards. Good stuff, Quinn. We'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Thank you, team.
Nick Quinn and Dean Lester with us on the Friday Form on the breakfast.